and welcome to Camaro Z28.com podcast number 14.
Number 14.
I'm Chris.
And he's back.
That's right.
And I'm Jason.
And today is Thursday, December 15th, 2005.
You bet it is.
So what the hell's been going on here, Jason?
Well, you picked a fine time to take a vacation last week.
Yeah, no kidding. All hell broke loose when I was in Las Vegas.
It sure did. Of course, we're talking about the unexpected and pretty much unauthorized release of the Camaro concept images, which we had one on our site for about a day right after we released the last podcast, and we were it was suggested indirectly that we take it back down. So you probably heard all about this if you have been anywhere on the internet, and we're going to talk just a little bit about that and the good points and the bad points of that being released.
That's right.
The good points is that, you know, we all get to see what we've been talking about, what's coming.
Right.
And it's pretty exciting and everything. But the bad point is that a lot of people don't seem to really quite understand or agree with is that, well, the idea was that they were going to build this for the auto show. And, of course, the Detroit North American International Auto Show is a big deal. It's probably pretty much
the biggest in the world.
Right, absolutely. So GM is counting on quite an impact. But the bad thing is what people were seeing wasn't necessarily the exact car that's going to be at the show. And a lot of people don't have the best of perceptions of it because, of course, it was a pre-production concept. And things change, man. Things are
going
to be different.
Yeah.
And not to mention, going back to the whole impact thing, GM is counting on people to be excited about the first time seeing it, and not everybody's going to have that attitude. They're going to have the "been there, I already saw it, big deal" attitude, and that's going to impact the final ratings, the approval ratings.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be kind of skewed now. So, for everybody who hasn't seen it, don't ruin the surprise. You've only got, 3 weeks left?
That's right.
You know, so, and just wait till it comes out, and of course we're going to, you know, have pictures that we can release on our website as soon as we get the green light. So, just be patient, and don't blow the surprise for yourself, because we think that if you haven't seen it already, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Absolutely.
So, anybody that's planning on attending the North American International Auto Show, that's part of the group that's going to be able to be part of the press days. We're having some special shirts made up, so check out the new 5th Gen Camaro section and find out how you can get a hold of a couple of shirts. Where the idea is we're all going to try to wear the same shirt, so we really get some attention from the press and, of course, GM, who's going to be there. So check out the forum. And there's a lot of talk there going on, so if you have any questions about this this concept and everything, chances are your answer's in there. So
So
have a look.
So take a look around, you know, and read through the threads, read the stickies at the top of the forum, because Jason's done a lot of explanation as to why the pictures were taken down and so forth.
Yep, all your answers are there. So now that we got that out of the way, what do you say we get on to some reader mail?
Oh, boy. This is fun.
All right. And this one, the first one, is from Chevy Cobb on the board. And he writes in: "With a recent leak of pictures of the possible Camaro prototype, I think the anticipation has grown to see what it really will look like when they unveil it at NAIAS. When they debuted the C6, I believe they used live streaming video over the internet. Is there any word of this happening for the Camaro prototype for those of us who can't make the show? I would love to see them pull the cover off it."
Well, I'm sure there's going to be.
From what I understand, there is expected to be live video on the GM website.
Yep.
So, once again, check out the 5th Gen forum. If we find any concrete data on that, we'll definitely post it.
Absolutely.
You can get ready.
Yeah, and we're there. I'm definitely going to be blogging pictures. We have a GM moblog on gmcars.textamerica.com that has a bunch of pictures of Camaros and Firebirds. So you can check that out, and we'll post all the information in the 5th Gen section.
Yep, so just keep an eye on it. Now we're going to get to letter number 2.
Oh, boy.
And this is an interesting one, sort of. It comes from a board member who goes by the name Number 77, and, well, I'll just read it. He said, why do some magazines have 2 tables of contents, one on one page and another a couple pages over? If the editors could fix that, you know, it's not like I'm too lazy to turn the page, but if they just copy and pasted, it would save everyone time. About 2 seconds. With 50,000 subscribers, that's an extra 27.777 hours we will have to saving the world when the meteor hits.
When the meteor hits.
What kind of drugs are you on? I don't know. But how about this? Deal with it. And get a hobby that doesn't involve magazines. And I don't know what else to say to that, but it was fun to read, and I hope it was fun to listen to.
Yeah. We've got a few magazine editors on our board, so you might want to pose that question to them. I don't know. Through email. Rick Jensen, Johnny Hunkins.
And quite a few others that probably don't post much.
Yeah.
If you want to send us some mail like this, and hopefully something that's a little bit more relevant, but if you want to have some fun, we don't mind either. Just send us an email to, what's the address, Chris?
Webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
And if you want, you can pick up the telephone and give us a call at 586-486-3182.
That's right.
So, that's that.
Yeah. Those emails are always fun to answer.
Yeah, even if they don't make any sense.
Yeah. At least it didn't say anything about bumper nuts.
Yeah, bumper nuts. Well, yesterday we wrapped up a contest.
That's right, our video contest.
Yep. And the idea was for people to submit a video to our new video server at videos.camaroz28.com, and we pick one that we like the most.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of cool ones, huh?
Yeah.
And the person who submitted that gets some miscellaneous goodies, like a CamaroZ28.com t-shirt from our national event a few years ago, and some miscellaneous Chevy stuff that was donated, and a copy of our F-Body Drag video game, and whatever else we can throw
all
in there.
All sorts of cool stuff, yeah. Yeah. Nice little grab bag.
Yeah. Nothing like some free stuff for just uploading a video.
Yeah.
And we've chosen the winner.
We have chosen it.
It was not easy because there's a lot of cool ones from
yep.
covering various subjects, but the winning video that we thought that was just pretty damn cool is titled Camaro Through Tunnel, and it was submitted by none other than Number 77, who just submitted that bizarre email, so
yeah.
at least he's not totally off his rocker all the time, because it's a pretty cool video of a car with a rear mount turbo pretty much hauling ass through a tunnel, and what's nice is that, you know, it goes by a car doing a normal speed to give you perspective of how fast it was really hauling. So we're going to post the link to that video along with the thread of this podcast.
Right.
So we'll mention that in there. If you didn't catch it, just go back into the thread where you learned to download this podcast, and we'll go from there.
And number 77, we'll be getting in touch with you via email to get your mailing address to send you out your prize pack.
Yep. Shipping and handling fees may apply. We'll give you the PayPal address. You know, like eBay. We're going to charge like a $50 handling fee.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bastards.
eBay sucks. Yeah. So... And Chris, you wanted to do another contest back-to-back with this one, right?
You betcha. And it's already started.
It's already started. Just head over to the Show and Shine section and look at the sticky thread.
Yep.
And the instructions are there. It's kind of goofy, kind of fun, though.
Yep.
Just read the instructions and you'll figure it out. And
you're going to be able to win a very cool Zano prize pack.
Yeah, Zano's good stuff.
Yeah.
And with the weather, you know, that we're having in our part of the country, you know, you're not going to be able to use it until spring, but hey,
God.
At least you'll know it's there.
Yeah.
So, just like I said, head over to the Show and Shine section and read the instructions on how to do it. Anybody on the board who has a board account can participate in this, and it's relatively easy.
Yeah, and when is this contest going to end?
It's going to end on the 31st.
The 31st.
So, it'll just run for a while.
Okay.
And, that's that.
Good deal.
So, we got one coming up next week, our Christmas podcast.
Yeah, we'll do a special Christmas podcast.
What do you think we're going to talk about?
We can talk about, what you should buy your gearhead, you know, significant other. For Christmas.
Cool.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
That should be really fun. And I guess that's it for me. I better go out and do some Christmas shopping before it's too damn late, speaking of which.
I did all my shopping on online.
Did you?
Yep. It's all done.
I did a little bit.
I've got a few packages I'm waiting to come in the mail.
That's, you know what pisses me off?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. You know what pisses me off? People that walk around in public, or just are around in public, these cool guys wearing... frickin' Santa hats during the day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They don't work for damn Santa, and they don't work for the Salvation Army or the Bell Ringers or anything like that. They just think that they're cute with their little Santa hats on. And they walk around the mall and look at me, I'm cute, I got a frickin' Santa hat on. Or they drive around with Christmas lights on their car too, and maybe a big-ass wreath on the back of their stupid Lincoln, you know, Navigator or their Ford Inquisition or whatever the hell they're driving. You're not cute. You're not Santa. You're dorky. God!
Are these the same people who have bells on their shoes?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. But if it gets that bad, I'm going to have to start carrying a club in my car and just randomly bashing them.
Yeah, go to the mall, man. You start hearing people walking around.
With bells on their shoes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bells on their shoes. You know, ding, 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 ding. That's all you're hearing walking around. Yeah. Probably the same people wearing the Santa hats, too. I know you'll love that.
I can't believe it. What's next? Court jester shoes that curl up in the end? Come on, people. Wear normal shoes. Oh, geez. World's full of freaks. Speaking of which, we're going to have Marilyn Manson as a guest next week. You get me all riled up. Can you tell that I'm bitter about Christmas? Just want to stay the hell home. I haven't put up my damn tree yet.
Oh, we just put ours up on Monday.
Is this over yet? Well, that's it for me.
That's it.
I'm done before
we're done till next week for our special Christmas show.
Yeah, maybe I'll buy you some bells for your shoes.
Yeah, Merry f***ing Christmas.
All right, that's it. I'm gone. Later on.
Later.
You're dorky.